strange in the neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
There's something weird and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
Deep in the Fantasy World server room, Matt and Chad are attempting to hack the fantasy mainframe.
I need some time. The server takes a while to hack, but it shouldn't. I'm in.
This is so smart. We're gonna get in through Fantasy's purdy back end and code in a patch that makes us both lead this league. The plan was simple, and better yet, no one would be the wiser. Some say it's a little too obvious that both podcast guys leading in the standings, but it's so far-fetched, no one would believe it could be coordinated.
Once I bypass the records platform, I'll be able to control the system using commands from my purdy mouth.
I can't believe it worked. We'll go back and forth in first place until the end of the year, and then let fate decide at the end. Now, I'll turn around with these headphones on and leave myself completely vulnerable to a possible double cross. As Chad turned around, Matt pulled something from his pocket.
The plan worked, but there's something I forgot to tell you.
Chad pistol! Matt pistol hits Chad over the head. Oof.
I don't plan on giving back first place. Looks like you're going to fall a pretty long way in the standings.
Hearing security coming down the hall, Matt closes his laptop. He runs to the main cooling duct. From his vast knowledge of heating and air flows, he knew right where to escape. He opens a hatch and makes it to the roof where a rope ladder dangling from a chopper was waiting. With his feet on the bottom rung and holding on with one arm in that really cool pose from the movies, Matt says,
"A bitty, that's all, folks."
Leaving Chad to his demise. Welcome to the Happy Heads Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Chad. Oh, my head. Ebersol, with me is Matt. Got ya, Dempsey.
More like it's Matt back where he belongs, in first place, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
It stinks. Now I'm falling way behind.
I feel
way behind, I guess.
Where are you? You're all the way back in seventh place.
Yeah.
Goodness, 3-3 couldn't be me.
I mean, my points aren't even... I guess my points are all right.
Yeah, your points are all right. Fine. I mean, shit, I'm not even the number one point guy in the league.
Points ain't like... Let's see. Is Rice still?
Yeah, Rice has got 708. I'm 682.
Mmm. He was again with points against also, but that's gone to you now. Oh, no, that's me. I have the highest points against.
You got a higher defensive coordinator.
Oh, wait, no. Hoofs almost has 700 points given up. But you're right.
Wow.
Yikes. Anyway, yeah, I had actually a pretty decent week other than this league.
Was hot.
Yeah, I had 3-1.
I'm having a good start to the season, honestly. In all my leagues, I'm in 4, and I'm doing pretty well in all of them.
First in 2 of them?
First in 2 of them. Fourth and 5th in the other 2.
Well, you know, it might be like...
season's not over.
They
it's
always
like
say,
what Mike McDaniel says. Yeah. It's like, we don't goof for 5 weeks. And, we goof for all season.
In terms of The Bachelor, they always say the girl that gets the first rose,
yeah,
never the one to win it.
That's true.
You don't want to be up there early.
Well, what are you, a Bachelor guy now?
I'm watching the golden one because it's entertaining. I love watching old ladies go at it, like, act the fool. It's funny.
The Golden Bachelor.
Yeah.
Not even I'm watching that.
No, the guy is, it's hilarious. The guy is a complete nerd that they've just doctored up a lot to look pretty, like, appealing. Uh-huh. And so these ladies, like, there's like 2 or 3 that are good looking ladies.
Whoa,
and in my head, I'm like, this guy's gonna pick that. He's a nerd. He's like, oh, I can finally catch some tail.
Hey now.
Anyway, that was the media news.
It's
a Thursday show. We never get our ratings on Thursday show.
That's true.
But we're bringing it hot. For last week, Browns upset.
Oh, baby. That's number 1 on my list right now.
Shanahan, all these stats you've probably already read, but I'll say them out again. Shanahan, 1-8 versus Schwartz.
1-9 now.
1-9 now, which is amazing. Browns held the Niners to 215 yards, which was the lowest of Shanahan's 104 games coach. The Browns D, and this is crazy to say, legit
has
a chance.
There's 2 stats that are...
That I left out?
Mind-boggling. No, about the Browns D.
They might be the best defense ever. And I know that's crazy to say.
Statistically?
I mean, statistically, because they keep comparing them to, like, this 1970 Vikings team or this team. That was in an era where they were getting offenses, even the best offenses, were at least 1,000 yards underneath our offenses today.
Right.
I mean, the Chiefs are getting close to 6,000. I think one of the best offenses back then was like 4,000, 5,000-ish. Mm-hmm. They're doing it now lower. Like, it's just crazy to think how good they are.
The 1,000 yards allowed through 5 games is nuts. That's 200 yards a game.
1,000 yards, yeah.
It's got 1,005 yards in five games. And they've only given up 52 first downs. Did you see that one?
No.
52 first downs.
In five
you
games.
Want to know who's the second team and how many they've given up?
What is it?
The Buccaneers with 92. We've got up 40 less first downs than the number
and
two
if you
team.
Think about it. We're about to have Mother Nature as our defense coming in.
But we're also going to be on the road a lot, though.
Okay.
We played five games, and I think three of them have been at home.
I was going to say, it seems like
Ravens, Titans, 49ers. Mm-hmm. Another two. I can't think of the game. Steelers. And who's the other loss?
Steelers?
No, it's Ravens. Who would we be on the road? It doesn't matter. Irrelevant. I'm saying we have a tougher schedule coming up with being on the road. We got the Colts, Seahawks coming up.
Walking them both. Actually, Seahawks could give us a game.
Absolutely.
But, no, actually, I think we got through the tougher part of our schedule. Right. As soon as we passed San Fran, somehow made out that win.
That was a miracle. I mean, a terrible kick by Moody. I don't know how I missed that.
And
yards.
His family was there. Oh, that's horrible. So embarrassing. But you know what that also shows me is that rookie kickers must struggle in Cleveland weather.
I don't know.
And for some reason, veteran kickers like Hopkins can come in and do well.
I'll tell you, who makes that kick 100 times out of 100 probably is Robbie Gould. I don't know why they let Robbie Gould leave.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Had a veteran that makes kicks.
And he wasn't even like bad last year.
I know.
It was very bizarre. That's another John Lynch, Shanahan weird move. Mm. They drafted a kicker in the third round. You don't do that.
We did.
Unless you're the Browns.
Yeah.
Look how that worked out.
But again. Brown's swirling win claims another rookie kicker.
Right.
Anyway, first time the Jets beat the Eagles
ever. That was number two on my list. Upset Sunday.
It was Upset Sunday.
Because
even for our matches.
Right. But that was a crazy thing. I don't know what the hell happened to the Eagles. But I mean, the Jets defense is legit. The offense is still.
That last
scuffling a little bit.
Last interception by Hurts.
Oh, what was he doing? What was he doing?
That was a rookie throw. That's not even
crazy.
That's a terrible throw.
Great. It was a very bad
off
throw.
His, like, he was falling backwards and just threw it.
And if they don't pick that off, they punt it, and then
you could have to make them drive a whole field.
Yeah. Because they were winning. Wasn't it 14-13?
I don't know. I don't know if that was the Jets.
Because they let Breece Hall score, remember?
Oh, they let him in?
Yeah.
I thought he had a pretty decent run up the middle.
No, they let him score. But no, I had that. I had the Jets and Eagles, and then the Giants nearly upset the Bills. The Giants were 14.5-point underdogs.
Tyrod?
And they should have won.
Tyrod Taylor's pretty cool. I don't know.
He was steady the ship. I mean,
that would have been awesome. And that play, I mean.
With Waller?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But John makes a good point. If your defense...
Whoa, stop the presses there. What did you say? John made a good point.
If your defense and you're backed up like that, just foul. Because referees are not going to call back-to-back plays of fouls.
Especially the last play of the game,
right.
For sure.
Yeah, you just do it. And totally you get away with it.
Totally agree.
RIP to Anthony Richardson.
Not literally, but that's tough. He was electric.
He was averaging the most fantasy points per play.
He was so good.
It is nuts to think. Like, what do you do with him next year?
Well, the same thing. You just got to teach him to, I don't know. He just kind of is who he is. But, like, he was that good without even having that many reps. Because he only played.
Not much.
He played three games, but he was knocked out of all three of them, I think. Right?
Probably.
Concussion,
actually.
Shoulder. Seriously, he had two rush touchdowns against the Titans in week two, and he got concussed.
Yeah, that guy, that is...
He needs a...
Did you draft him next year?
He reminds me of like Russell Westbrook. He just, no regard for his body. He just like always jumps up. And, he's so good. I would for sure draft him. Yeah.
Where do you draft him, though?
No, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
We're not here to talk about 2024
yet. It's
tough
to think next. Think about. Finally for me, Lions, they are good.
Dude, I have them. I think they're true NFC contenders. Because the best part about their team right now is not even their offense. It's their defense.
Defense. I was going to say.
Their defense is unbelievable.
Well, they are top five DVOA in offense and defense.
Right.
But these last five, they're 5-1. What am I saying here? They're 5-1. They've won their last four games by a combined 60 points. And in those games, they've won by two touchdowns.
Right. I mean, like. So last
they're
year.
They're crushing the teams that
they're
playing.
Last year, they were like a little hyped up. And they were like 1-7. And then they've won probably.
How many?
Prior one. Their last 14 games are probably 13-1, I think. I mean, 13-2, maybe. Because they went
probably
8-1 last year. Now they're 5-1 this one. So 13-2.
Wow.
Think about it like that.
Lions.
And their defense is what's been playing. I know, it's crazy. It's crazy. I didn't see that coming.
What else you got over there?
This was a week ago, but the Chiefs, they're just sleepy. I mean, they beat the Broncos 19-8, which was a hilarious score, by the way. But I remember... The Brady Pats, it wasn't them who quoted it. I think it either might have been a fan or like a beat writer. It's like back then the Patriots only cared about three games of the year: divisional playoffs, conference championship, Super Bowl.
Right.
That's where the Chiefs are right now. They're just kind of sleepwalking through these wins. They don't look good. They don't play that well.
That division isn't great anyway, so they'll probably win their division.
Like, their regular season is like the dog days of football for them. Like, where it's like the Lions are scratching and clawing for every win.
Maybe
and stuff.
They brought back a little spark.
Who's that?
Mecole Hardman.
Imagine being like kind of like that guy. Like, he comes in, learns the offense. I know the offense. I was here last year. It didn't change.
That's what I'm saying. And he was killing it before he got hurt last year. Yeah. Anyway.
So, yeah, I mean, the Chiefs won again, but they're fine. No, I'm not saying, like, to panic or anything, but it's just they're just so sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots lose again. They're terrible. They're number one pick.
John brought up the other day, Belichick's probably going to get fired, right? And I was like, Matt's talking about this.
I could see it, man. I don't know. I thought you said John Lesson.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's not completely up.
That's good. I have here. Well, are they going to win more than three games? Like, they're 1-5, 1-6 right now. I don't know. It doesn't even matter who they play. They play the Bills this week.
Oh, that's a loss.
Right. Carolina. Carolina's still winless. Is it possible that Frank Reich is 1-done? Because it's not looking too good. And he's complaining about the owner, giving up play calling. That's usually like the kitchen sink to save my job.
Well, so did he come in last year?
No, this is his first year.
This is his first year?
Yeah, he was on the Colts last year.
I mean, what are they going to do? Get rid of have a third coach in the third year?
Dude, if you have an owner that's like what Jimmy Haslam did it for like 5 years. He had like 5-4 coaches.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's a new owner. David Tepper's a new owner. He's been in the league, their owner for 3 years, four years.
It's not just whatever Frank Wright's doing. I don't think Bryce Young is very good.
Right.
So, right. And no, a lot of the team isn't very good. Chuba Hubbard is their good running back
right
now. Like,
right.
I don't know. It's just not a lot going on there. I don't think he'd be 1-done, but he's definitely
right.
People are side-eyeing him.
The Cowboys-Chargers Monday Night Football was a game of who wanted it less. Because both teams struggled to finish.
Dallas game?
Yeah, Dallas and San Diego, LA Chargers. Like, they're both like, no, you take it. No, you take the win. No, how about you? No, what about this? And then the Cowboys ended up winning this. It was a clunker, honestly.
It was an ugly game.
I mean, boring. I was expecting like a 31-28 classic. It was 2017, like a whimper.
Snooze fest.
Right. I have down here, are the Rams legit?
Kind of.
Because McVay is kind of cooking right now. He seems rejuvenated. I listened to this podcast over the offseason called The Play Callers. It was about Shanahan system, McDaniel, McVay, and Matt LaFleur, and how they like molded their offense stuff. Was an awesome podcast. But one of the main characters was McVay, and of how miserable he is, whether he wins or loses, because there was so much pressure to win the Super Bowl against the Patriots, and then they lost because it was McVay's fault, and he was miserable about it. And then when they end up winning the Super Bowl, he was still miserable. Like, he was like, I thought this would make me feel a lot better, and I don't feel good at all. So it's like, I think that the team was kind of like predicted to do well. Yeah. I think he's kind of like rejuvenated, like, oh, this team was like kind of underlooked. Like, right. The teams in the past have been pretty like hyped, I guess you'd say. This team's underhyped. I think he's kind of like rejuvenated, like it was a challenge.
Yeah.
It was more of a challenge.
No, I totally get that.
Which I mean, they look good.
Urban Meyer did say in that documentary about how winning national championships right back in your office call and trying to think it up because he could not enjoy it.
Right.
And that's probably the same with a lot of those guys. Yeah. Like, you're just like, okay, I have to do it again.
Right.
Now.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Like, McVay had this envision of, he said it in the podcast, he had this envision of how it would feel to win the Super Bowl. And once it happened and he actually did it, he was like, I don't feel the way I thought I would feel.
That's so crazy.
It was wild. It was just like, seemed like he was not in a good headspace, which is why I thought he was going to retire and he ended up coming back. The Texans, they're good. They're legit.
They are good.
And I can't believe it because I laughed literally right in your face when you said they're going to win the division in week one. Literally right in your face. I couldn't keep it in.
I will say the Jags will be tough against. They'll see what happens with that.
They
frustrate me because I wanted to win last week against Atlanta.
Right.
Or 2 weeks ago. I bet on them.
Right.
Nothing. So I was like, Saints, they're not going to do it. And then they freaking win.
Right.
Just like, make up your mind.
And the last thing here, it's my last note. Deshaun Watson's shoulder is still an issue, still a mystery.
I'm thinking about dropping.
There's not a lot to say.
Think about dropping it.
They're lucky they actually won Because if they would have lost, this would be the story of the millennium. Oh, yeah. But because they won, it's kind of like all the defense, you know?
So when I looked up typical, I think it's a rotator cuff, right?
Rotator cuff.
That's what they're saying. Strain, whatever. So rotator. A bad one takes 4 to 6 months. A thing that he probably has is 4 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks.
Right, but why didn't they say that from the jump?
I don't know. Because apparently the medical team
David
was like,
his day-to-day for 3 weeks. It doesn't make any sense.
Supposedly, coming from one source that he...
Who's your source?
He wants to... Anthony Donnelly. He wants to gain his miles per hour, his velocity. He wants to get it back. And he says, I'm not coming back until I get it back to where it was.
Okay, whatever.
Which is ridiculous in a way. But, yeah, I mean, you figure he's have about a month to hang out. I don't see why he wouldn't play against the Colts.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And the Super Bowl odds, no huge jump. The Lions went from 1,500 to 1,300. I was looking back in week one. The Dolphins went from 1,600 and not plus 900 now.
Wow.
Yeah, that's huge when we won, though. Because, I mean, obviously they've been one of the best teams. Nothing really else. Nothing, though. I mean, the 49ers went from plus 350 to plus 400 after the loss. It didn't really nothing.
That's all right. That's good for the gamblers.
Right.
The bettors.
Right.
Yeah, go back and put some money on that.
Yep. That's it.
Recent matchups. How'd we do in the pick'ems?
Ooh. I went 4-2. You went 3-3.
Okay.
For our gambling minute picks.
Should have had it.
We went 3-4. We should have had it. Dan Montgomery got hurt. We would have had it. We would have had it.
I agree. Whatevs. We're coming back strong this week. Recent matchups. The first one. Ugh. Law and Order takes down How Dare You. 109-94.
This is a tough loss for you.
ETN, 83 total, 2 touchdowns, 21 points. And Derrick Henry, 113 total, 1 touchdown, 18 points. Derrick Henry, his last couple weeks must be on fire. 18-7, 24-2, 17. Okay, so he's on bye. So you don't got to worry about it.
Yep.
He's literally every other week. For me, Breece Hall had 93 total, a touchdown, 5 catches, 17 points. And Christian Kirk, 349, touchdown, 12 points. Nothing else, really.
Yeah,
team is not that good.
Travis Etienne, he has to be one of the surprises of the year. I mean, running back 3 on the season.
He leads the league in touches, I think. Touches or carries?
I think Josh Jacobs is touches, I think.
Is it?
I heard that today.
I don't know.
Usage? Is there a difference between usage and touches?
Depends on if they're talking about snap percentage.
Then I don't know. I zoned out.
Well, either way, he's up there and getting the ball in his hands.
Your team actually scored a bunch of touchdowns. It just...
That was it, yeah.
That was it.
I sat safe long.
McCaffrey, Kirk, Breece Hall, Robert Woods all scored touchdowns, but that was like literally all they did.
Yeah, even my bench gives some touchdowns.
Yeah.
But yeah, didn't play Saquon. Would have got me a couple more. Wouldn't have mattered. No.
Yeah.
Rough. Losing Saquon, or losing McCaffrey was sad.
Yeah.
Good win, DJ. The next one was Grande Cogno taking down Achilles' heel. 105-99. There's a lot of close matchups in this week.
Mm-hmm.
For Mikey, Adam Thielen continues 11-115, a touchdown, 23 points.
He's been unreal.
He really has.
He's wide receiver 5, I think. Wide receiver 5.
We were looking at it. You could have Christian McCaffrey.
Dude's 33 years old.
Mostert, Thielen, right. Like all these guys on your team.
And right.
Imagine that team though. If somebody actually drafted something like that. And Mikey's kicker got him 15 points. But other than that, it wasn't a lot. Sacconi, Cup, 7-148, touchdown, 24 points. Keenan Allen, 7-81 and a touchdown, 18 points. He benched Dak Prescott and it would have got him the win.
That's tough.
Stafford, he's probably thinking of the
mind
connection.
I don't mind that play, though.
I don't either, but, oh, man. Dak had been playing pretty good, hadn't he?
No,
he hadn't.
He's been horrible. How about Jalen Hurts? He threw 3 picks and still scored almost 21 points. That's just crazy.
All them rush yards.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 47 rush yards. That's essentially a touchdown.
True. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, he had a decent game. Next one, Mikey. The next one was Love My Team taking down Mad-Eye Moody. 125-109.
He's cooking.
Mostert. It's basically Miami. If Miami falls off, you're screwed.
Mostert. Hey, I ain't screwed yet, buddy.
132 total yards. 3 TDs, 32 points. Tyreek Hill, 6-163, a touchdown.
Oof.
And 25 points. Yeah, that's those two guys are just killing it for you.
They really are. I mean, that's wide receiver 1 and running back I want to say running back one, right?
So
you, running back two.
You decided to go all RB this week, and your receivers on your bench kind of did all right.
Yeah, I mean, that last flex spot is just
killing. How you got Zay Flowers all the way down there? What am I missing there?
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Zay, Sutton, Curtis.
Wow. My team's good. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know why you don't play Curtis Samuel. You picked him up. I just must not believe in him.
I just didn't think he was going to score another touchdown.
On Robbie's side, nine.
Hey, don't criticize my team.
I'm just trying to make it better. Kelsey with 9 for 124, 16 points. And Drake London, 9 for 125, 17 points.
Drake London's definitely turned it back on ever since week one.
Oh, 100%. His weekly is 17, 11, 10.
Yeah.
4, 15.
Zero.
It's about time they throw Ritter's, actually. His last 2 weeks are over 20 plus, 20 points. Fantasy.
No, really? Last week he did
Ritter,
he did
yeah.
3 picks. Really?
I don't know.
Interesting.
It was good weeks. Yeah, good win.
Thank you.
The next one was Bills kick Bass. Taken down. Why can't I see this? Oh, it's weird.
Oh, no. It's
taking down electric deals. Yeah, just even Sleeper was like, what? And credited Zach. I see the same thing you did.
Yeah, right? That's weird.
The green bar is in Zach's favor.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Darren Waller last drive.
There was a stat correction there for a second. It gave me a little heart.
I thought the same thing, too, but the records were what it is, so it must be confused. Yeah, for Spags, Kenneth Walker, 89 total, touchdown, 16 points. Pittman, 9 for 109, had 15 points, but he had a lot of just decent plays. Double digits on his team. For Zach, St. Brown. 15, 124, touchdown, 24 points. What did he have, like?
12 for 124, sorry. He's a beast, dude. He's absolutely so good.
And Jalen Waddle, 7 for 51, touchdown. 14 points on his team. Yeah, 0 from Kittle this week.
That's a tough loss for Z.
Kittle. I mean, oh, yeah, you lose by .2-something.
.24. Yeah, .24.
I mean, the only thing that could have been a change would have been the... I mean, you wouldn't think Miami against Carolina.
I mean, could have literally one catch for 1 yard was the downfall there. Yeah. One catch for one
literally
yard.
Literally give him that's, 2 yards that's or 3 yeah. yards. Yeah. He might have it.
Yeah.
What a beat.
That's tough.
Lucky win, Spags. The next one. Incoming grenade! Blow out of the way. Bad trade specialist takes down legit half ahead. I should be able to do this.
What's that?
37.08 blowout.
37.08, bang.
Rice had A.J. Brown go 7 for 131, 16 points, and his kicker got him 17 points. Actually, both are special teams. Both are kickers. That's all that Hoos really had was his special teams.
Yeah, Hoos had it. Oh my gosh.
Kicker gave him 18 and his defense gave him 17.
Crap. Nobody else scored double digits.
And he had 1-0 with
Jahan Dotson. He's been the worst player in fantasy history.
I'm sure if you were to average out all of his players, their average is about 5 points.
Well, 70 divided by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Well, I was going to say eliminate 17. What's 17 plus 18?
35.
That's 35?
Yeah.
So what is that? 70 minus... So what's that? 45?
No, it'd be 35. Defense special teams scored half his points.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes, 7, 5 by 35 points. Oh, I am a math whiz, dude. I just thought of that.
I wasn't really listening to you.
Popped up.
I was in my own world.
What a weird matchup. But decided it was... Yeah, blow up. The other one, the last matchup. Matt... You got a pretty nice, what is that?
Pretty nice
mouth. Takes down Matt. Put it in my butt. 92-91.
Wow, I didn't realize how close this one was.
There's a lot of close ones. Yeah, John. Kyron Williams, 158 yards, a touchdown, got him 21 points, and then he did something to his ankle? Or was that post-game?
Yeah, his ankle. Yeah, no, it happened during the game. It happened after, like, the last quarter, I think.
They said he was trucking people, even.
He was a beast. He was stud.
CeeDee Lamb also 7 for 117, gave him 15 points.
Shit, CeeDee Lamb's what won it for him, isn't it? Did Anthony have him going on Monday night?
Yeah.
Wow.
So well, but Anthony also had his kicker going, and Dicker the kicker only gave him 5. Chargers stink.
Tough.
For Anthony, though, Swift had 58 total yards, touchdown. He had 8 receptions, 13 points. And Jags D, did pretty good. 16 points for him.
Swift's been pretty good. What do you think he is on the season, Swift?
Swift? Is he top 10?
He is.
7?
8.
8? I was going to go 8 too.
Should have.
Well, yeah, he has been pretty good. And that was another guy. You could have had all these guys. I know, yeah. These are all late round guys.
I know.
The draft means nothing.
Right.
For John, also with Purdy, it was the first time in his career he didn't reach 14 points while throwing 20 times.
He had a bad game because he was playing the Browns.
Transactions.
Pretty
and sometimes trades, but no trades.
It's a pretty slow week on the waiver wire, honestly.
Well, it's big money spent on Zach Evans. Rice got him for 22. Mikey had 12 on him. I put $5 on Michael Mayer. He's a big dude.
He's a big dude.
Like, when he was running the ball, I was kind of surprised.
6'4", 265. He's a looks big
it,
boy.
He looks like it, too. You picked up Seattle D. Yeah, not
they're
bad.
They're playing the Cardinals, and the Cowboys are playing the... Eagles are playing the Dolphins. That's my other...
That's a little nerve-wracking. Yeah. Sure. I love that Zach picked up Younghoe Koo. He did this last year, I think.
Your boy.
Yeah. But you know what? Younghoe is bad right now. I would love to see Rice play Baker Mayfield. You won't. And who is
this? Yeah, basic.
Who is Goop?
Oh, that's my guy.
Balake. Groupie.
It's just Blake, buddy. He's the Saints kicker.
Yeah, John getting Wandell. I love it. And Kendrick Bourne. Should have picked him up last week. Would have helped me out.
Right.
Mikey went back to Chuba Hubbard. Pulled him on his bench. Yeah, nothing too big here. I picked up Miko.
He's not going to do jack.
Why not? I mean, name a wide receiver that's good on that team. He's probably stepping in and is like, all Rasheed right, Rice I'm wide receiver good. Two now. Yeah, it's me and Rashid Rice.
I don't even think Hartman did anything last year. Did he?
Oh, yeah. Look at... seriously, look at his game log for 2022.
Boom. Yeah, he had some big games.
Boom. Bye week, boom. Got hurt.
Gone. Ah.
But he was killing it for a while.
Yeah.
I remember your brother had him.
Well.
I was surprised.
I stand corrected.
And I will say, your boy Musgrave might be the week to pick him up.
No, man. I'm riding with Johnny Smith.
Playing Denver, they allow the most points to tight ends.
Johnny Smith's tight end 9.
Johnny has been pretty good for you.
He's been steady. That's all I need, steady Eddie.
I might pick up Musgrave. Bench Mayer. Although Mayer's got a good matchup.
Oh, there you go.
But anyway, yeah, Musgrave, free tight end out there. Somebody wants a flyer. Upcoming. Oh, gambling minute picks?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Trying something new.
Trying something
new. Couldn't hurt. Can't hurt.
So we decided to do one long shot and two safe shots.
Yes. A combination.
Combine them all. Chad, you have the long shot.
Wandale Robinson.
Wandale Robinson.
Giants wide receiver. Score on that poopy Commander's secondary.
And I have the two safe picks, which I'm going to go with Cooper Kupp. Who's plus 110.
Love it.
Oh, Wandale also is plus 425. So it's quite a long shot. I got Cooper Kupp and I got Isaiah Pacheco against the Chargers. So putting that parlay into a DraftKings, it comes out to plus 1882.
Let's win all of our money back.
10 to win 192.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That's our best odds yet. We're winning this. We're due. One time.
Come back next week for where we decide to change it up again.
Yeah. Upcoming matchups. Bi-apocalypse is here. 6 teams on bye.
Dude, speaking of that, there's 6 teams on bye this week. None next week. And then in week 14,
yeah,
in December, 2. Commanders, Cardinals, week 14.
So wait, they just did 2-6-2?
Week 14 is in like 2 months. Yeah. But I'm saying, how stupid is that they have a bye week? 2 bye weeks in December.
Yeah.
Like, the season's over in December.
They did that to the Browns last year.
I know.
It doesn't make sense.
How is there no bye weeks next week? It doesn't make it. And there's six this week.
They really should have them all sorted out by, like, week 8.
Doesn't make any sense.
But, yeah. Bunch of teams missing, and it shows with these projections. The first matchup. Matt, you got a pretty nice mouth. 4-2, fourth place, Matt, you got a pretty nice mouth. Taking on 1-5, 12th place, Electric to Eels. 105 to 80, The projection favors Zach, and yes, John has a full team.
Holy crap.
It is ugly. Start on Zach's side.
Look at those bye weeks.
Lamar. It's bi-apocalypse for John for sure. For Zach, Lamar Jackson, Josh Jacobs, Tyler Lockett, George Kittle, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jalen Waddle, Younghoe Koo, and Miami D taking on the Eagles. That's scary. John's got Brock Purdy, Jalen Warren, Calvin Ridley, Dalton Kincaid, Jaleel McLaughlin?
There you go.
Sure. Wandale Robinson, Kendrick Bourne, Brandon McManus, and Tampa Bay taking on the Falcons.
Holy crap. Look at John's bench. Kyron Williams hurt, obviously. CeeDee Lamb, Jamar Chase,
Garrett Wilson. All three of his dudes all in the same week.
Yikes. That was three of his first. That was all three of his first
rounds. I know. Wow. I couldn't believe that either.
That's stunning.
But hey.
I tell you what, if Zach doesn't win this week, might be time to pack it in for the week.
His team looks good too.
I know.
25. You know what's crazy? Lamar right now is averaging like 11 rushes a game. I have to look on that to see if that's for sure.
6, 12, 14, 9, 6, 13.
Yeah, well, I guess when you probably add it up, it would come out to 11.
20, 32, 41, 47, 60, divided by 6, 10.
10. Mm. Dumb.
That's
dumb
fast math, by the way. Fast.
That was really good. You must read data sheets a lot.
Thank you. Lamar fumbles a lot. Holy crap.
How many has he got?
These are just fumbles in general. Two fumbles against the Texans, two fumbles against the Colts, two fumbles against the Browns, and a fumble against the Steelers.
Oh my gosh.
He's lost four fumbles this year.
Wear some gloves, dude.
Holy crap.
He plays Detroit. Dude, that game could be pretty good. The Ravens, Lions.
I think the Ravens are favored by 3, if I remember right.
Is that right?
Or 2, maybe? I'm going to look it up right now.
At Detroit home?
Because last week you had the... When you said you're going, did you put money in the Lions beat the Bucks? Because that's what happened.
Yeah, but it didn't parlay. My parlay.
Tough.
Yeah. Josh Jacobs gets Chicago. Their run D is terrible. What else here? Let's see. John with Wandale Robinson. Washington gives up the second most points to wide receivers. Mm-hmm. They also give up a ton of points to quarterbacks, obviously, because that will correlate a little bit. Tyrod or Daniel Jones might be kind of good. Maybe. I know he's nervous about Ridley.
Yeah, Baltimore's favored by 3.
I guess maybe for John McLaughlin can sneak one in against Green Bay if the...
He's been...
I don't know.
He's been okay.
Kendrick Bourne runs like a 4.8 40.
I mean, McLaughlin is running back 23 on the season.
He's gadgety.
Yeah, very gadgety. It's a good word for him.
I will say, with the Detroit guys on Zach's side is scary because Baltimore's defense is surprisingly... pretty good.
Yeah. It's not like scary to play people again. I mean, I think the Lions, the offense is good. Defense proof.
Yeah, well, we'll like see.
The Lions are playing the Browns this weekend. I mean, I would still play the Lions people.
I would play anybody against the Browns. Seriously. You got Colts players, pack them in. Don't play them. Gardner's going to be on his back most of the game. This is... I think you're right. Like, Zach should win this.
Oh, are you leaning the other way?
I could see Purdy having a pretty good game against Minnesota. Their team is bad. Yeah, there's no way I should. It just doesn't make sense. It has to go to Zach.
Dan Zach?
Yeah, I've got to take Zach. Lockett's been pretty steady for him.
I'm also thinking, Zach, there's no way. There's no way, right? I mean, there's no way.
Zach's just got to hope a lot of those touchdowns go to Kittle to nix out Purdy. And then once you do that, it's basically over. Yeah, John's just got to basically be like, look, losing this week, I'll go to 4-3, and then I'll come back.
Right.
Full.
He's on a 4-game win streak, I think, right? John is? I think he is. It doesn't say on the desktop.
I was going to say, it says it on the app. Can you get apps on desktops?
I don't know. I mean, I should make fun of you for that question, but I don't know. John has won 4 in a row, yeah.
Yeah, let's see if Zach the Giant Killer
Wow.
can do it. He should have beaten Spags last week. I can't believe that. Yeah. That'd been so cool. The next matchup, 3-3, 6th place, Achilles Heel takes on 11th place, 2-4, Law and Order. The projection 108-91 in Adam's favor. He's got Matt Stafford, Bijan Robinson, Cooper Kupp, Kyle Pitts, Jerome Ford, Keenan Allen, Brandon Ayuk, Jake Elliott, and Baltimore D taking on the Lions. As we were just talking about. DJ's got Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne going tonight. Terry McLaurin, David Njoku, Josh Reynolds, KJ Osborne, Jacoby Myers, Jason Sanders, and Washington D taking on the G-Men. Interesting matchup here.
So what do you think about... I actually really like Craig Reynolds this week. Because I think they're going to give him the goal line carries.
I mean, when this happened again the last time, Jahmyr Gibbs got 17 or 18 carries or something like that. Yeah, he had a pretty decent workload. I just don't see how they... Again, he's a first-round pick. He can handle some goal line work here and there. But you're right. I get it.
Yeah, also... Reynolds is banged up, which I didn't realize until right now.
Who has Craig Reynolds?
I mean, DJ does. That's why I was saying it. He's on his bench.
Who would you bench, though?
Yeah, that's what I was just
thinking. I will say, though, Saints haven't allowed a rushing or receiving touchdown to a running back. Also, haven't allowed a quarterback over 250 yards.
Oh.
So tonight might be a stinker for the Jags, maybe.
I mean, KJ Osborne, last week, 93% of the snaps, 4 catches, 48 yards.
He's just average, but he's going to be a product of how many targets did he get?
5.
Oh.
Yeah. Wasn't that good.
Yeah, and he has San Francisco this week.
Right.
That's a rough matchup.
I think Sakai's team's pretty legit, honestly.
David Njoku hasn't done a dang thing.
Oh, he burned his face off.
Isn't that crazy that he plays like that?
Dude, that's one of the craziest pictures I've ever seen.
Isn't it rubbing his take
it off.
Yeah, I remember how tight those helmets are. They're tight.
Although I will say, Njoku should have scored. I mean, he did score last week. He got called back because of the penalty. I don't remember that or not.
Yeah, that was a huge catch and run.
Yeah.
He's weird that he thinks he can juke, but he can't.
He's in slow motion. It's hilarious. Yeah, he's been doing that for 6 years.
Run as fast as you can in a straight line. That's your best. That's Brandon Ayuk, if Debo was iffy, I think.
Yeah, but they play on Monday night. That's the tough part.
Well, either way, Brandon Ayuk will be fine.
Oh, Ayuk, because
Jerome Ford has been great.
He gets a shit ton of targets.
I know some people are getting kind of high on Kyle Pitts, but let's see. I think Tampa Bay, who's their one? Is it Levante David?
Mm-hmm.
I think he covered Laporta last week and kind of shut that guy down, and he's been the best thing for the Lions recently.
Pitts has actually had a lot better year than I thought the last couple weeks.
The last couple weeks, yeah. But we'll see. Keenan Allen probably going to do his thing.
He's so good, dude. And Hurts just, I mean, not Hurts. Herbert just looks his way every single time he snaps the ball.
Yeah, I think that'll be a really good game for both of those guys, Herbert and Allen. Stafford. Yeah, you got to play Stafford. You're not going to play Kareem Hunt, huh?
Who's got Kareem Hunt? So he's got Jerome Ford.
Oh. Maybe run them both?
No.
Yeah, both. Be crazy.
Who'd you put him in for?
I don't know. He's benching his boy, Komet, this week.
I think that's
going with Pitts now.
Yeah, okay. Pitts is, I think he's, Pitts is startable for sure.
If the Saints D shut down the Jags, and ETN especially, I think it's going to be tough for DJ.
Right.
I do like McLaurin, but that's about the only guy I truly like on his team.
Yeah.
I think Sakoni gets this. If not, it'll be upset of the week.
I think Sakoni gets... Oh, it's upset of the week would be John over Zach.
Or Zach over John, you saying?
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
No.
Second upset of the week.
Upset of the week would be if John beats Zach. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, because of how bad it's been. Yeah, you're right.
I'm going with Sakoni as well.
The next one. 4-2, first place. Love my team.
Say that again, baby.
Taking on 2-4, 10th place, legit half ahead. Ooh, melting face. 103-92, the projection in your favor.
Yes, interesting. Sir.
You have Justin Herbert, Raheem Mostert, Tyreek Hill, Jonnu Smith, Zay Flowers, Christian Watson, Chris Olave, Blake Groupie.
Nice.
Is it Group or Group
A? I think it's Group A, actually.
Let's go Group A. And Seattle D taking on the Cardinals. Let's see. Who says? Tua Tagovailoa. I'm getting good at that. Is that Javonta Williams? Is he back?
Yeah.
Has he always been in?
He played last week.
Oh, okay. Jahan Dotson coming, trying to get off that gooser. Mark Andrews, Evan Ingram, George Pickens, DJ Moore, Justin Tucker, and Kansas City taking on the Chargers. Is this...
Man, this is...
Updated?
This is updated, yeah.
Almost kind of like Dobbs versus Denver for who's...
Instead of Dotson?
Maybe Dotson.
I think Dotson's unplayable. You can't play him. So bad.
I mean, Howell has been throwing the ball around like crazy, so you'd think it'd be all right.
What target last week?
He also has Jameson Williams on his bench, and Jameson has 5 career receptions. 2 of those are for touchdowns.
I thought it was more than 2. Is it just two?
Two touchdowns?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think last week.
Oh.
One last year, one this year so far. Also, Tua right now, MVP frontrunner, has to be at this point. He has 90-plus passer rating in each game so far. He leads the league in passing yards, yards per attempt, passing touchdowns, quarterback rating, and 20-plus yard completions.
Holy crap.
He is on fire. I think he's quarterback two or three.
I think he's three.
Now, sidestepping, because most of these targets are going to go to your boys, Mostert and Hill. Miami averages 8 yards a play. Their offense. That's how good they are. The next closest is 5.5 yards.
Ooh.
They're averaging 499 yards a game. Eagles are second place with 395, so over 100 yards more. Tyreek Hill is on pace for over 2,000 yards and has 150 plus yards in 4 of 6 games so far.
They say if he gets 173 yards or something like that this week, he has over 1,000 yards already.
Unreal.
That's insane.
In 7 weeks, 1,000? God, he is amazing. It sucks that he's going to retire in a year. That sucks so bad.
He's not going to retire.
He says he's playing out the contract.
Of course he says that.
Why wouldn't he?
Why would he?
Barry Sanders, baby.
Why wouldn't he retire? He's on top
He'll
of the world.
He'll be remembered forever.
Get out of here.
He'll be remembered forever.
Tua goes to the Lamar Jackson School of Fumbling. He's fumbled two times, one time. What's up with these guys fumbling?
I have no idea. Does that happen more often than we think?
I guess. I don't know. My eyes have just been glazed over to it.
I will say Herbert, career average versus the Chiefs is about 25 points.
He's a stud versus the Chiefs. I mean, Herbert's been good. Should be six. I think he should be a little higher, but maybe.
Is Christian Watson for sure playing?
Is he not practicing right now?
I don't know. I mean, I just wasn't sure if
he's
playing.
They have a tag on.
Oh yeah, he's fine. He's totally good.
He's off the injury report.
Yep. Oh, he's gonna have a game this week.
He had 7 targets the week before, and they had the bye week. I think they're gonna scheme some stuff up for him. Yeah.
Bang, look at,
I don't even know who to play. James Cook on the bench. Curtis Samuel on the bench. Sutton. Gabe Davis. Josh Palmer.
You could start considering.
Those guys.
You're not going to like what I have to say.
Say it.
Could consider start swapping him, Olave, and some of those guys.
No, dude. Olave's had below 80 yards 2 times this year.
I know, but his points are just normal. No different than these guys.
He's wide receiver 23.
I'm just saying, in terms of matchup, like the Jags this week, Jags are a good defense.
No.
They're a pretty good defense.
Dude, Olave gets targets out of his ass.
I'm pretty sure the Jags lead the league in takeaways.
Olave's my boy.
I know he is. Like I said, dude, we go cool like it.
This these targets. 10, 11, 11, 6, 5, 10. That's consistently targeted.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not saying he's bad. He gives you about 10 points on average. One bad week. But, yeah, I mean, you're right. Play him. He's going to give you 10 points.
Yeah.
It's just, it is tough. Maybe you got to make a trade or something.
I'll trade you
Christian Watson.
Who are you offering? Like, who's on your team? Your team stinks.
Can I interest you in Deshaun Watson?
No, thank you.
A Watson for Watson deal.
No.
Offline. This is kind of a tough matchup in a way. I don't think very much of Pickens. DJ Moore, what is he, wide receiver 4 or something like that?
He is wide receiver 3, but he's... Fields is out.
Yeah, you're right. It is Las Vegas. I actually kind of like that Tajent guy. He came in and played...
Tyson Bagent.
Yeah. He came in and played a quarter and a half and went like 10 for 14, 80 yards.
Yeah.
He ran a costly fumble, though. A costly interception. Oh, yeah. Bad fumble. That happened like on a second play. And then if you're an INT. But I'm not totally out on DJ Moore. You're going to win. I feel like you should win. Because, again, those Miami guys are going to kill it. But this might be closer than you think.
So you're taking me as well?
Yes.
I just think you have to take me because Jahan Dawson's starting.
Right there? That's the one thing? Yeah, I mean, that's a hole.
That's a smoking gun right
there. Possible hole. I don't even... His bench is sus. Definite sus. The next matchup. 4-2, second place. Bills kick Bass. Take on 3-3, ninth place. Matt, put it in my butt. 108 to 99, the projection in Spag's favor. He's got Josh Allen, Kenneth Walker, Steph Diggs, Darren Waller, Brian Robinson, Jordan Addison. Is it Jordan Addison? Is that right?
That's right.
Michael Pittman, Tyler Bass, and San Fran D taking on the Vikings. Mm. And he's got Jared Goff, DeAndre Swift, Puka Nacua, Dallas Goedert, Alexander Mattison, Jonathan Taylor, Jerry Jeudy, Cameron Dicker, and Jags D taking on the Saints tonight.
Oof. I actually like Anthony's team a lot.
I'm kind of nervous about Jared Goff.
Why?
Ravens allowed the fewest points to quarterbacks so far this year. The defense is kind of good.
But I don't really think it matters with the team that he's got.
I will say, Taylor versus Cleveland.
Got a plan, though. Look who else he's got.
I know, you do. And Minshew targeted his running backs 24% of the time last week. So that's a good sign. It's just a matter of how much does Moss come in.
Right.
I can't believe Moss scored that touchdown, too.
Moss is. He's legit.
I mean, if you're Rice, I don't know. Have we gotten to Rice yet? No, coming up.
Nope.
I wonder if he's playing Moss. I don't know. I
guess we'll see.
For Spags, Steph Diggs, he's on pace for 138 catches, 1,756 yards, and 14 TDs.
He's been a monster.
Having a
wide
year.
Wide receiver, two. Who's one? Oh, Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. Also, San Fran D, I think that's who he's playing, right? Yeah, against Minnesota. San Fran has allowed only 5 touchdowns on the year, and they give up an average of only 200 yards per game. They also lead the league in interceptions, and the Vikings happen to fumble a ton. They've lost 9 fumbles on the year. So everything's pointing to San Fran having a pretty good day.
I guess just teams fumble all the time, huh?
Some of these, yeah. Also, Brian Robinson. It's Brian, right?
Yes.
In 2 career games versus the Giants, he's averaged over 100 yards from scrimmage.
Dang.
So that's pretty good. I think Madison has beaten back Cam Akers.
Right.
Vikings were like, oh, Cam Akers, you do suck. Never mind, get out of here.
What the hell happened to that guy?
I don't know. Florida State, right?
Yeah, he was good last year.
He was Rams. Actually right.
He came out the Achilles and he was good.
That is kind of nuts.
Swiss must not. It must be one of those guys who's good at football, just doesn't like football.
Yeah.
So doesn't work hard enough, you know?
Right. Jerry Jeudy, there was one pass that Russell sent him in the corner of the end zone, and he didn't even try to go up and get it. Like, the defender kind of bumped him a little bit, and he just, went.
It's been pretty bad.
He's not,
The only reason he's playing for Anthony is because T. Higgins is on bye.
Right.
Also, you can't. Gus. I would rather play Gus, but he's got to put Jeudy in that flex.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't have any wide receivers really, uh-huh. Right?
No.
Guess you could put LaPorta in. If you're feeling good.
Double barrel action.
I actually think Tajay Spears is going to come out very good second half.
I would definitely put LaPorta in front instead of Jeudy.
You think?
Yeah, I think.
What does Jeudy get weekly?
Not good. He's wide receiver 6.
2, 8, 6, 10, 4.
LaPorta's tight end 2. He's getting targets like crazy.
I was going to say, you're probably getting similar. Oh, yeah, you're getting way better numbers with LaPorta.
Right.
Even on his worst day, he's basically better than Jeudy. Who
you got?
I mean, Addison will probably be slowed down a little bit. Pittman, Cleveland, kind of out. Yeah. Okay, Bills are taking on New England. I think that's it.
You know, Spags?
I think this is going to be kind of close.
I agree. I'm just going to go off what the opposite of what you do because I don't want
to. I'm going Spags.
Okay, I'm going to go with Donnelly, with Anthony. Because we have three. We have 3 straight the same already. The man. Same. We can't be boring, you know?
Sometimes it's how it goes. I think Spags wins that on points. The next matchup.
As opposed to something else?
As opposed to.
Good feelings. I'm
4-2, 7th place. Grande Cogno taking on 3-3, 3rd place. I'm not in 3rd place. I wrote that down wrong.
This is my matchup of the week.
7th place. I just can't read my writing. How dare you? I thought about it, but the next one is higher points, so.
Well, we differ.
Yeah.
I looked at the standings.
Mikey, the projection 105-95 in Mikey's favor. He has Jalen Hurts, Rashad White, Marquise Brown, Pat Freiermuth, Debo Samuel, Devonta Adams, DK Metcalf, Brett Maher, and Detroit D taking on the Ravens. I have Sam Howell, Christian McCaffrey still.
Is there anybody on Monday night?
Nope.
Oh.
I'll be playing a dangerous game. A most dangerous game. Ooh, Christian Kirk, goodness. Michael Mayer, Saquon Barkley, Antonio Gibson, Mike Evans, Dustin Hopkins, Cleveland, and Chicago Bears taking on the Raiders.
What is this team of yours?
Okay, so I'm probably going to drop the Bears.
Teams put together by glue.
Click the Bears D and see what they've done the last 2 weeks.
14-14.
Isn't that nuts?
But they're playing the
Washington and Minnesota.
I guess they are playing the backup quarterback too because Jimmy G's out.
Right. So I was like, okay, you know what? What if the Bears kind of do something?
How crazy is that? The Bears have 28 points the last 2 weeks and they're still defense 28.
That's because they probably scored like 10 points the first 4 weeks.
No, five. Try 5 points.
Oh, that's bad.
0-4, 0-1.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. There's no way I can. I don't think I can stick with him, but I'm going to. For Mikey, even though Thielen's on the bench, he does lead the league in receptions. Hurts the last three games as they've been averaging 300 yards. It's pretty nice. Miami, dude, that game. That's one game that should be fireworks.
That's a flashbulb game.
I think the Eagles win that, by the way.
You think?
Their defense should be better than Miami's. Although Ramsey's back. Ramsey's practicing, I saw.
He's not going to be back, though. No? I mean, he's like back to practicing, but he's not going to be full game speed, I don't think.
Okay. Yeah.
I haven't seen anything about him playing, I should say. What's that line?
I do also, though, I am playing Mayer against the Bears because they are a top 10 play for tight ends.
There you go. The Eagles are favored by 2.5 at home.
Wow. I would take that.
Yeah.
Maybe not to cover. Well, yeah, to cover. What do you think?
Yeah.
People will win.
Depends on how I do on Sunday if I even put in my game. I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding a lot of money lately.
Mikey's team, though. Debo, I think Debo is more for sure to play. Minnesota. Adams getting Chicago. If that backup, is it Hoyer, I think? Or is it?
It's Trump, Hoyer, I think.
Maybe O'Connor. Aiden O'Connell or something like that.
Debo didn't practice today.
Oh.
Does he have anybody to replace on Monday night? No, he's also playing with fire. You guys might even not be playing two guys yourselves.
I'll do it, Mikey, if you do it.
Brothers in arms.
Let's just run it. Yeah, I still like Adams, though, versus Chicago. DK got pissed at this Bengals cornerback that they played last week. He said he was just a big, tall guy that they brought him up to cover DK.
Uh-huh.
And then DK started throwing him around. Said, get off me, dude.
He didn't practice on Wednesday either.
Mike Evans should have had a 95-yard touchdown.
Oh, dude, that was terrible.
Typical Baker batted at the line.
I mean, I don't know how he got batted. He had to, like, throw it up. It was crazy. It was weird.
Yeah. I didn't even see
literally,
it.
There was nobody within 20 yards of him.
Oh, was it just a streak?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Miscommunication in the secondary. Baker did, like, that hitch, and then he threw it, so the guy was wide open. Like, Evans was like, no way.
I will probably play Roshan Johnson if he gets cleared. If he clears, then I'll put him in for Christian McCaffrey. Getting the Raiders.
Wait, wait, you got to put him in at 1 o'clock, though.
Yeah, well.
We don't want to know if McCaffrey's not going to play until Monday.
I'm waiting for Roshan to get cleared. He still has not practiced. It's Thursday, and he's now on his
second. Right. But if Roshan gets cleared, are you putting him in for McCaffrey? So you would bench McCaffrey?
Yeah.
Like, not even risk it?
Yeah, I'm not going to risk it.
Wow. I would pick up a Viking or a...
There's nobody out there.
Put somebody in the flex and pick up a Viking.
Is that Powell guy available? I'll pick him up.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you how to
manage. But even then, who would I drop? Deshaun?
I mean, Antonio Gibson's not that good.
I'm playing him this week.
I would drop Mecole Hardman. He's putting him off the street.
He's about to ball out. If anything, I'll probably drop Keontae Ingram. That starting running back that doesn't do much. Yeah, I don't know. Saquon got damn near 30 touches last week. Hopefully he does it again. Kirk has been reliable.
Same how. Good, though.
They are. But, you know, I think it's Frank. Who's the coach of the Jags?
Doug Peterson,
yeah. Doug Peterson, Trevor Lawrence, and Christian Kirk all moved into houses in the same cul-de-sac.
I think you told me last week.
Did I?
At least I heard about it last
week.
Yeah,
you probably heard about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I don't know. I think Howell holds up against Hurts, but...
Who you got?
Marquise Brown's been killing it. Mikey's team is stacked. What can I say?
Yeah, I don't... I hate to wear the green so much because...
Then I'll pick myself.
All right, you pick yourself. I'm going to go with Mikey.
All right. Although, I'm not going to be shocked. The team's on the down, but I need to win in the worst way. Please. And now, matchup of the week. It's 3-3, 8th place, Mad-Eye Moody, taking on 5th place, 3-3, Bad Trade Specialist. 108-115, the projections, two of the highest projections of the week, with Robbie having the highest. He's got Pat Mahomes, Alvin Kamara, Amari Cooper, Travis Kelce, Aaron Jones, Isaiah Pacheco, Drake London, is it Jake Moody? And Cleveland D taking on Indianapolis Colts. Rice has Baker Mayfield, let's go. Austin Eckler, A.J. Brown, T.J. Hockenson, Zach Moss, Chris Godwin,
Come on, now you got it.
I don't want to say DeAndre Smith.
It's not DeAndre. Come on.
Man, all these names, they get to me. Why can't I think Deshaun? No.
No, come on. I'm gonna click it. Don't look it. Don't look.
This is killing me.
When you're at a basketball game and they go, boom, dun,
dun, dun. Okay.
You're halfway there with the D.
Deshaun Smith.
Nope. D.
This is my boy. I love this guy. Why can I not think of D?
Not Andre, but D-on.
Deonta Smith. Thank you. Jeez. Harrison Butker and Buffalo D taking on the Patriots. I love Devonta. Is Devonta?
Yeah.
Yeah, Devonta Smith. God, how could I ever forget your name, dude?
Did I mess that up? Did I say Deonta?
I think I said Deonta, though. Yeah. It's Devonta. Yeah, for Robbie Pacheco, you're hoping he scores a touchdown.
I am.
He is up to 19% target share, which has been nice. And Kamara is the only running back with 17-plus points in the last 3 weeks.
He scored 3 touchdowns on the season already, so.
What a hold.
He's been good.
Who's that, Pacheco?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait. What am I saying? Yeah. Kamara's 14, 17, 13. Not 17. That must be full PPR, which would make more sense. Yeah. What do you like? You just think the Chargers' run D isn't very good, or the Chargers' defense isn't very good?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got all them Chiefs playing against him.
Yeah.
Rice is not going to play Zach Evans, even though he picked him up. Pittsburgh does allow the 4th most rushing yards per game, and I think he's got Eckler in, right? Or who has Eckler? Yeah, Rice has Eckler. Yeah. Eckler came back last week, had 86% rush share and a 16% target share, which is insane numbers.
Right.
But against the Chiefs, they might need to use him. I mean, that's the thing. When you're playing good teams like that, why would you not just be like, where's our best players at? Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler.
Right.
That's it all day.
Right.
Why is he playing Baker?
It Burrow's on bye, and so is Stroud.
There isn't any other quarterbacks out there. Well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe Dobbs or Danny Dimes if he's playing.
I would just, Baker is not that good, but better than what he's got. You got to start somebody.
You
got to
play somebody, right? Yeah, Hockenson has been, how many games has JJ been out?
One? Just one.
Just one, and nothing really changed in terms of Hockenson's targets.
Right.
Maybe more against San Fran. I do like Aaron Jones playing Denver. Let the guy play for once, hopefully. For Robbie's sake, and for John's, in the other league. I guess Moss versus Cleveland, scary, if depending on Taylor's already busting in on him.
Zach Moss tore up the Titans. The Titans' run D's pretty legit, good. Too. So,
but they ain't no Browns.
I think Zach Moss is startable just because he got 7 targets last week.
Is he the? I mean, that's right, always been the case, too. Because they've never really thrown the ball to Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
It's a tough matchup, I think.
This is a great matchup.
But the biggest blemish to me is on Rice's side. And I think Robbie gets this win.
I'm going to go with Rice, only because he's got the most points in the league. And
he does.
Baker is a blemish, but not that much, I would say.
How about Amari's catch last week, too? That two-hander he went up on the sideline?
Great catch.
That was sick. Straight dunked on that dough. Yeah, I mean, as long as the Chiefs do well, I think that's Robbie's in the book.
Got anything else?
I kind of want to trade for Devonta Smith, but I don't know what I would do.
You might be able to get him on the Chief. He's been not that great lately.
He hasn't been great. And I love Devonta Smith, but again, my
team. He's my receiver 32.
That's
not good at all.
Well, maybe I do have something. I was going to say, I don't think I have anybody that can trade for him.
Right.
Maybe I do. All right. Well,
all right.
Good luck, everybody.
Catch you next week. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Are you a dude? Huh? I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.